I met this guy. I went over to the club table there, and I was asking about what's his name there, about the D-Star machines, and then they introduced me to this guy K3TYE, I think his call letter was. And he knew him, but no, I don't think he was there yesterday. So I tried to seek him out. I don't think he was there. So so I said, yeah, I'd like to get a hold of him and see why I can't get into the D-Star. Well, I can get into the one machine, but I can't get to the reflector and then the 2-meter machine. I don't know what's going on with that. I can hear well, but I can't get into it. So. And man, I came really close to almost purchasing. Some guy was selling a 2-meter Yagi, and I came pretty close to purchasing that, but it wouldn't fit in my little car. So, oh well. But he was asking a good price for it. He said it was only like 6 months old, and I know he paid like I'm sure he paid like close to $300 for that. He was only asking $100. Yeah, it was all kinds of stuff there. Oh my goodness, everything. People selling Collins radios, everything. A little bit of everything there. So tubes and guys selling tube testers, which is always amazing. I love to see that all the stuff. But yeah, it was definitely quite a few there. I left probably about I don't know. 7, 8, 9, 10. I probably spent about 3 hours there. So, and there was still people coming in when I left. And it was plenty of. It's a beautiful facility there. They have. I guess it's a church, and the parking lot was huge. Yeah, and we were covered, which was really nice. So it made for a great facility to have a function like that.